As our song indicated, we need God-given boldness to share in the global kingdom preaching that Jesus foretold. The Bible foretells other events yet ahead that will similarly call for courage on our part. What do we know about these future events? How can we prepare for them now? These questions will be answered in an exciting 7-part symposium. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. To begin, let's give attention to Brother Serafino Borelli, a member of our Regional Convention Committee and elder in the Edmonton Steel Heights Congregation, as he presents the first talk entitled, Future Events That Will Require Courage, The Cry of Peace and Security.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? That probably brings memories to parents about going on holidays with your children. They're excited. You don't get upset with them. You tell them, yes, we're really close. It's been weeks, been months that they've been talking about this. So you don't blame them. They're excited. You know, as we're adults, we're no different. What do we do? We actually take a calendar and we start marking off how close we are to that vacation. We can have the big red X's going down on the calendar, or we have reminders on our phones. And then we actually go a step further. We have our next holiday already in there, even before we go on our first holiday. Why is that? It's because we're excited. We're looking forward to it. As Christians, we get excited and are looking forward to what the Bible tells us about future events. We know what's going to be happening in front of us, and we're excited about it. In this symposium, we're going to be looking at 7 future events. And these are awe-inspiring events that realistically are going to test our faith and test our courage in Jehovah God. So we need to be prepared. We're excited. We're looking forward to it. But we want to know 3 things of each one of these 3 events. So in this symposium, we're going to be answering 3 different questions. So maybe you want to mark these down in your notepad, and we'll be able to follow it throughout our symposium today. The first one, so it's going to consider, first, what we know about this future event. So that's the first one. Second, what we do not know about this event. And number 3, how we can develop now the courage we will need then. So those 3 are going to be considered in each one of our talks during this symposium. So the first event that we want to look at is a cry of peace and security. I invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. Now, as we look at these verses, we're going to kind of see a timeline. But it's not a timeline with specific dates. June 17th, 2018. It doesn't say that, but it gives us an idea of what's going to happen and how we can be prepared, because it's going to show us how quick it's going to happen. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 2 and 3 reads, "For you yourselves know very well that Jehovah's day is coming exactly as a thief in the night. Whenever it is that they are saying peace and security, then sudden destruction is to be instantly on them, just like birth pains on a pregnant woman, and they will by no means escape." So what do we know about those verses, about the cry of peace and security? Well, this is what we know. Jehovah's Day, this is the first part of these verses. Jehovah's Day refers to a period of time that begins with the destruction of false religion and ends with Armageddon. So there's the beginning of our timeline, right? That's Jehovah's Day. Next, it talks about a thief. So a thief, We don't expect him. Yes, it's true. We lock our doors. We have the best security system that we can get. But we don't know when a thief is coming. So it comes unexpectedly. That means we have to be prepared. Right? Now the third part about these verses that's important. It says that it's sudden and instantly. It shows that Jehovah's day directly follows the unprecedented declaration of peace and security. We need to be so careful during that time. And we prepare today for that. You know, Satan's propaganda is going to have the world think, finally, man has achieved true peace and security. That's what's going to happen with man. And Satan's propaganda machine is going to go into overdrive. But we know well, man cannot bring peace to earth. We know who can. So we need to be prepared. We need to have that courage now in order to be able to survive then. So that's what we know. What do we not know? We do not know what leads to that declaration, how it will be made, and who will be involved. But that shouldn't deter us in being prepared towards looking forward to it and say, what can I do now? One thing that we can do now is make sure we remain neutral. You know, we've already discussed that a few times during our convention, how important it is to remain neutral and to be prepared for that. And we have to make steps in our lives to be able to remain neutral. How can we do that? Well, notice in the following dramatization how a brother faces a test of neutrality.
Well, brothers, the next item on the agenda is what we've been working on for the past 3 months. And Kevin, since this is your first elders meeting with us, maybe we can fill you in on the background.
Thanks, that'll be great.
We noted that some in the congregation were anxious because of unstable world conditions. And we decided to focus on strengthening the friends when shepherding so that they'd be able to face future events with courage.
Yeah, we also wanted to commend them where they're already showing courage, to help them to see that the courage they develop now will help them to display courage in the future.
Luther, how do things go in your group? Maybe you can share an experience that gives an idea of the overall results.
Sure. I think the experience that best illustrates it is Mark O'Brien's. He was facing some serious pressure at work to compromise his neutrality.
Look, Mark, I understand you don't like to get involved in politics. I don't either. But if we don't protest this new bill, our company is going to get hit with cutbacks and layoffs.
Joel, don't get me wrong. I'm concerned too. But I won't join the protest.
Okay, so you won't stand in line and protest. But at least sign the sheet to show you support the protest. It's not like you're voting or joining a political party. Your name won't even be noticed. We just need signatures. So far, everyone in the company has signed.
Mark, I'm gonna be straight with you. The boss told me he's gonna have to let some people go. And your name is under serious consideration, depending on the outcome of this discussion. Just sign the paper, Mark.
Did he sign the paper?
No. And you know why? At that moment, he said a silent prayer that gave him the courage needed to remain neutral. I commended him, and I reminded him that displaying courage now is going to help him in the future.
Thanks, Luther. That's very encouraging to hear. Matthew, how did things go with you?
Did you notice what our brother did? He prayed to Jehovah to stay neutral. It's interesting, what did that man say? Your name won't even be noticed. But he prayed to Jehovah, and he had courage. So then, how can we strengthen our courage now for later? I invite you to turn with me. We're going to look at a scripture in just a few seconds in Psalm 72, verse 7. So I want you to turn your Bibles there now. And as we think about this scripture, we think about how we really can get true peace. The 72nd Psalm, verse 7, says, in his days the righteous will flourish and peace will abound until the moon is no more. We need to keep busy now. Just not to be busy, just to keep busy, but promoting God's kingdom. Because peace and security cannot happen through man. And we have to train ourselves today for later. For example, it's like a hockey player. So a hockey player during the off season, I'm sorry sisters, I'm using a hockey illustration. So during the off season, what does a hockey player do? He trains his body. He probably works on weaknesses. Maybe he's got to get a little bit quicker. He's got to get a little bit stronger. And he trains himself for an 82-game schedule that starts in October. If he doesn't train himself, he's never going to make the team to get to that 82-game schedule. We need to train ourselves now. Do we need help? Do we have a weakness with courage? And do we have to work on that today? Think about how we mentioned earlier how Satan's propaganda machine will keep on going, saying this is finally real peace and security. Well, we have to train ourselves now to realize that that would never happen, that mankind cannot do that. For example, what does man look for when it comes to achieving peace and security? Well, the United Nations. But the United Nations is a blasphemous counterfeit of God's kingdom. So they can't do it. What else happens? Well, mankind, it's true, they've made some incredible advancements. Think about it, in medicine, in science, in agriculture. But go back 50, 60, 70 years. It's true, there's been some incredible advancements. But has cancer stopped? Is there no more starvation? Have we been secured to live forever? No. Because it's impossible with man. It's only possible because of Jehovah God. So we need to have the courage now to face that test so we will be able to survive into that new system of things. And that scripture we read in Psalms, peace will abound until the moon is no more. Yes, only Jehovah's God can do that. We need to remain spiritually alert, and it will prevent us from being deceived during the cry of peace and security. We need to practice in serving Jehovah. We need to strengthen our faith, strengthen our courage, be courageous and strong. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? We're so close.